give it a second year. My faithful brother.
Thanks for reminding me, brother.
Hallelujah. Sister Irene's in the house. Sister Maria. Mariah. It's on you, my brother. Hallelujah.
This morning, Heavenly Father,
thank you, Lord.
It was what a humble spirit, Lord God, that I attempt to convey the message that you put on our heart to reach your people, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Lord God, that we may hear something of a new revelation, something of a new message, Lord God, that will prick our heart, that will help us, Lord God, to be the people you called us to be. Desire us to be, Lord God.
Yes, God.
To be workers in your vineyard, Lord God. To be lights in this dark world. Oh, Lord God, hide me behind the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Let you shine forth.
Lord,
in Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. I see it. I could take one of those. I see them. All those Benjamins.
I
see them all. Looks good.
All these $100 bills up here. What kind of
money, 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 money.
He's starting out with all this money.
Wow.
And knowing today's times and where we live at, we need a lot of that, don't we?
Sure do.
Ooh, we need it. We want it. I remember we going to that song, Money, Money, Money.
Yeah. You're going to go there.
For love of money.
You're right, right.
Ooh, yeah. I was thinking about this, and I said, yeah, okay, yeah. Because this is the time when we got some money things we want to do. Okay, Ron, am I doing all?
Yeah, you ready. You can just click. Be careful with the click. There you go.
Like this.
Yep, you're ready. All right.
Okay. That's title of the sermon is Money, Money, Money. Money, Money,
wow.
Money.
Money we don't have.
Ooh.
Money, money, money.
And in order for us to get the flavor of what this message is about, we're going to look at Mark 10. It's 10th chapter of Mark and 17 to 22. Now, this is a very interesting scripture. Because many of y'all may not have read it or heard it before, and if you have, it may hopefully recall your mind to remember what money can do for you and to you. Mm. How many think money, just love money? How many think money is something good?
It's necessary.
You have good feelings about money.
Okay. It's necessary.
Oh, yeah. It's necessary. Is it really? Is money really necessary?
You gotta pay your bills.
Okay.
How you gonna pay your bills?
Okay. Okay. We'll find out.
Put gas in that car and all that.
Take it to the mechanic.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Go on,
okay,
minister.
The scripture is starting at verse 17. Now, if you are able to, could you stand in reverence and honor to the Lord?
Yes.
If you can't, that's okay, but now he was going out of the road. That's Jesus. Mm-hmm. One came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God."
Right.
"You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your mother and your father. And he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, One thing you lack. Go your way. Sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. You may sit down.
Wow. He was mad, sorrowful.
Now here we just said, and we asked the question, how many of you think we need money? How many of y'all say you need money? Well, here Jesus is telling us, speaking of money, that all is money. Say, what did he tell them? What did Jesus tell them?
Go and sell it all.
Go sell what you have. Mm-hmm.
Give it to the poor.
All.
All.
All. Mm-hmm. Give to the poor and come follow me. Now, wait a minute. You said, if Jesus said you don't need that because what? Why did you say you don't need that?
I got everything you need.
Because God got it. Because God said he'll provide for you.
He sure does.
See, we're worried about stuff we don't need to worry about, but God said he already got it.
Wow.
We're supposed to be at peace about that.
Right.
You never have to worry about where we going to live. I know I'm a living witness. I've been out here in the Bay Area for 40 years. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I seen the God come through.
Right.
I'm glad I went through.
Right, right.
That's another message. Mm-hmm. But it says that when he really wants to know what he's going to need to have eternal life.
Right.
What's it going to take? You know, be honest.
Give up some
and
things.
And many of us probably like way feel that way too. I want to be rest assured that I got eternal life. Mm-hmm. And he comes to Jesus earnestly, and he and Jesus tells him, "No, Ten Commandments, all that I kept." Mm-hmm. And Jesus looks at him, and he loves him. Mm-hmm. He says, one thing you lack. Mm-hmm. One thing. Mm-hmm. Just one thing. Go sell all that you have.
Man.
Give it to the poor.
Man.
And come forward. And he said, then you have real treasure in heaven.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Then come follow me. And what it says, but he was sad at this word, and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Yeah, Lord.
Ooh, do you own possessions, or do your possessions own you?
Look like they own him.
I don't tell people, do you own your house, or do your house own you? Because you own your house, you got to take care of it. Same thing with a car, just about everything. We got, we think we own it, it owns up because of the upkeep on it. So the question gets to be, start off, what does money bring in your life? And when you look at your life and try to put money in its proper perspective, how do you rank it? What is your feeling about money? Where do you rank and have visualized money? I mean, if they tell you, okay, let's get a list of what you think of things you think about in life, what you think you really need. What's going to be one of the first ones? We already know what it is. In this valley, what is it going
to
be?
You have to have some housing.
Money to be able to afford to live in.
Right, that's right.
Money got ranked number one because for a lot of us, maybe not for all of us, but money is a number one issue. It's a determining factor, especially in this valley.
So true.
I got my son who's been living here 3 years. And he said, Daddy, it's time for me to go to leave.
Come on, man. I'm serious.
To get the money I need, I have a job while I'm being stressed out.
Right, right.
And then on top of that, you got the quality of life, and I can't even afford to even think about buying a house.
I know.
You know, a house in San Jose?
Yeah. Oh, that's what San Jose.
Just a house for women. Right. There ain't no big.
Right.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Million. In San Jose.
EPA. You know what people used to say?
Yeah, it's up there now. It's up.
Then you took the EPA for over less than a million?
Now.
$1.2 million?
Well, it's cheaper than $450,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and yeah, money is the same thing as when you're living out here.
Definitely.
But what do you do? Because, you know, you got to have money. So, but the question is, how much does money really have us? How much of a heart does money have? See, there ain't nothing wrong with money. The Bible says what money, what the Bible says what?
The love of money.
See, that's what we're getting at, the love of money. In fact, the OJ, for the love of money, they made that song, for the love of money, all the things you do to call the love of money.
Right, right.
That's true.
It's that's the true. Truth.
It's the love of money. And here, Jesus is dealing with that young man who came to him with that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Your love of money will keep you from having eternal life.
My God.
Can y'all get that?
I get it.
You know, we think that's what, no, why can't you do it? But if you've been having these things all your life,
mm-hmm.
possessions, all, you know, think of yourself as being a child of Bill Gates.
Silver spoon.
Got all that money.
Got it all.
Got all that money. Suddenly you feel like you want to have eternal life. And you're going to Jesus. And Jesus, what must I do to have eternal life? he said, oh yeah, I've been a very moral person. You know how we link with being a morally good person.
Right,
being,
right.
Being the mission to heaven, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been doing as I kept it. I'm doing all the morally. I don't grow morally righteous person. In fact, I'm giving away 99% of my money to people.
Right.
Now, that means I got a big in that, but I'm giving away 99%.
You're giving away a lot.
I got a big in that.
Right.
No, Jesus said, no, you don't get it. You got to go give it all away.
My God.
You got to give it all away.
Wow.
You got to give away to the poor.
Mm-hmm. All your possessions.
Give it all away.
Everything.
Don't give it to the poor. then you be ready to come follow me.
Right.
He said, then you have treasure in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9 says, now you ready to take up the cross.
Right, right.
You got to take up a cross. Oh, Lord have mercy. And see again, he says, he leads the way sad. So that becomes an issue. And then, again, the reason we look at money and what it rents in life, because we got problems in life, don't we?
We sure
do. Think about all the problems we have in life.
Sometimes it's money problems.
Health issues.
Yeah.
We spoke about housing. We talked about food. See, we in this country probably don't think about food and some of the more common things. Having just plain running water.
Come on, man.
How about electricity? You know, we just got fine about you can have a lot of money, but you can't have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we start thinking about money solving a lot of our problems. A lot of times we think, I can love, money can solve love problems, can't it?
Some think that.
Stuff money can do.
Mm-hmm.
Money can solve my problems.
Some think that.
But I also say, you got to look at money also can create problems.
It sure can.
See, you ever talk to them folks that never had money before and win that
lottery? They don't know what to do with it.
Tens or hundreds of million dollars. Ooh, it causes more problems than even
time. It sure does.
Ooh, Lord. So, you know, we got to look at money. It's not only being something that can solve problems, but something
gives you some
that
headaches.
Will create a whole bunch of problems for us. And see, we got to look at it from the standpoint, you know, again, if you never had it, you don't know how you react to it. Now, we would all think that if we came up with a lot of money, we know what we would do, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to ask people that question. Mm-hmm. What would you do with a lot of money? You ever ask me yourself, everybody ever ask you what you do with a lot of money? We said, yeah, I got that down. Ain't no problem, yeah. But first of all, y'all got the number one question, what is a lot of money? What is a lot of money? See, that's the first thing people don't have to understand. It's an open-ended question. God said he opened up the windows of heaven and pulled you out of blessing. You don't have room in that. In other words, you don't have so much money, you don't even know what to do with it. We never had that kind of money. And suddenly you overflowing with money.
Wow.
You don't have to worry about nothing no more. You bought your houses, and you still won't have money left over.
Big bank.
So what you going to do with a lot of money? What's the game plan? How do you deal with that abundance of money? I've asked people over and over again, and for the most part, we don't know because we never thought we had it. Why should I worry about something I ain't never had? But what if God does bless you like that? Why can't God bless you like that? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do, Mr. Cliff?
What you gonna do? See, I remember my God said he had got on the cap 1,000 hills, so some along the way, I gotta get me some of that cap. I'm sorry. And then the question is, okay, I made my mind, it's a matter of stewardship. That if I can be a good steward for the dollar, when I become half a $1 million, same thing as having a dollar. The same stewardship issues arise.
Okay.
It ain't about the amount of money, it's your stewardship.
Okay.
First of all, you know, we say you're going to give God 10%, you got to take care of it. But see, you got to already have a plan. You already got to have that understanding of stewardship over money so that it won't run you, but you'll be able to run the money. Most of us today in this country, our biggest problem is our money runs us when we want more money. What do they say we are? What kind of nation are we? What is our system of a business based on consumption? They rely on each and every one of us here today to say, we got money, money. We got money, but we don't have stewardship of money. We get money, and they rely upon us when we're going to the grocery store, when we're going to the checkout. They put stuff especially right there by there. So that when you come along, you have maybe have your kids, we're going to get that.
Merchandise.
Or this import, plane.
Yeah.
You're addicted to import stuff. That's what a lot of us are. So any problem with what about the money, it's the stewardship of the money. So again, money. It is a problem. Especially growing up in this country, because what? They teach us what? What is they teach us in this country?
Make money.
Make money, but what? Make money to do what?
Spend it.
So they got us up. And that's what God tells us, don't love money. Because if you love money, you're going to get hooked on making the money and spending the money. Money is not the issue. The issue is your love for money. And that's when we're going to, again, look at it. Think about this now. Kids nowadays are going to spending $20,000 to get a degree. So when they come out, they wouldn't be in debt. Starting off in debt over $20,000.
Yeah.
You got to be making a serious chunk of change, even if you're making $50,000, $100,000 a year to pay off that kind of money.
Right.
But what? Money. Because they tell go get spend $200,000, you won't be in a position to make more money.
You think?
Money. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I hope y'all are getting through. Because again, this is what Jesus tried to pull that rich young ruler out of. It ain't the money. Why are you worried about keeping all this money here on this side of life? church has partnered up. I'm going to say it. The church has become co-opted, has become one of the biggest co-opters and the biggest proponents of money.
Unfortunately.
The church. You got all these singers and stuff, they got all these songs and everything, make mega bucks.
It's happening.
And you got preachers with those mega churches making mega bucks.
It's happening.
You got preachers saying, you want me to come preach you? You pay me $10,000 free plus payment and all this stuff.
They doing that.
Mega bucks.
Yeah.
Mega money. They do, they're doing that.
And just recently, this past week, how many of y'all know who Paul White is? Y'all heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay, she was one of the ones that had one of the mega churches.
Yes, she did.
And she left it. I don't know what the circumstance was, but she is now President Donald Trump's spiritual advisor. She's President Trump's spiritual advisor. She's co-signing all the stuff you're doing. Yeah, you're right. You know, all the stuff you're doing. I'm hearing God saying you ain't. And just the other day, I saw what she was telling all her followers. You know, you could be have a website, one on YouTube, Messenger, one of, and have your own little following, right? So she's telling all her followers, send me $199, or I think it's at least maybe $299. Anyway, if each of them wants each of them to send her $199. And she is going to deliver to them a prophetic word about how to survive in these circumstances today. Now, see, you see that? Money. It's been running over the church. These folks are saying they've been called by money. Preach the word and get the word.
Watch out, be careful.
But we are now saying this is a good way to make money for me. Woo!
It's happening.
Ooh, I'd be scared of that, but they don't have. But see, again, that's why it says beware false teachers preaching about proclaiming
that's
a message,
right.
A mature person. There's so many out there proclaiming that now, it ain't even funny. You can't hold your hand. Hear one of them, don't talk about it. They ain't talking about salvation.
Wow.
They ain't talking about you going to heaven and hell. Because that's the message. You're either going to heaven or you're hell. That's the message Jesus came to touch with. Because he told them, you know what? You give all that up, you will have eternal life. That's what he told him. Give all that up, you have eternal life. And that's the message that we as Christians should be spreading. We ain't got to fear about prosperity because you ain't going to keep it down here anyway. Remember Jesus talked about the rich young ruler? He said he had bigger and bigger. He kept prospering. He said, I'm finally being with me bigger ones, man. And
right.
Jesus said,
this
you
day.
Fool, don't you know the night
this
very soul required you?
That's, he sure did.
So again, money. You can't even count on the church anymore to give you the right word about money and the right word about what you're supposed to do. Woo! If you can't count on the church, what you going to... And see, that's reading. I'm saying God's got to have a big accountability about the church, this nation, and everything. And see, y'all don't understand. God ain't fearing them. We're going to get a whooping. I'm going to tell y'all right now. We got a whooping coming, and God's going to give it to us.
It's already happening.
If you don't believe me, go back and look at the Old Testament, look at the children of Israel, when God finally got tired of their foolishness.
It's already happening.
He blessed them. He told them, y'all want to get in the land that's full of, y'all ain't even plant this land.
Right.
I'm giving it to you.
Yep.
But don't become like the people I'm replacing you with.
Mm.
Don't take up their gods.
Wow.
And look what we have done.
Come
we set up. The Almighty Dollar is our God. Even the church, folks, now, the Almighty God
help, Lord.
Is our God.
Help us, God.
Now, if
you, Lord.
God's word is true, We got, God's gonna hold us accountable for it.
It's already happening.
And see, the same thing about it is, we who are believers, we don't get spared by it. Because God said, y'all didn't speak up. Y'all didn't speak it up. Y'all just felt there because maybe you didn't do it, but you saw it by, you saw them do it, and you kind of liked them doing it, but said, well, I didn't do it, Lord, but, ooh, that's nice. God already said, some of y'all didn't be like that. I got problems with that too, because you're not speaking out. Woo, Lord have mercy. I know I'm getting myself in trouble. But
money, 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 money.
See, again, that was one of the things. When we allow money to change us. Wow. Now, see, that's the thing. If you never had it, you know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But you know most of athletes and all the people, when they see how they change.
They
first
do.
Thing, you know, when you get a lot of money, what is the first thing you gotta do? You got a lot of folks that know you, I know a little bit about you, relatives. They come
right.
In
well, they're gonna
say,
come out.
Hey, remember
what about
me?
What about me? Yep.
They come up with that.
Right.
Son, you gotta say, I gotta put some barriers up.
Wow.
it's just like, okay, you got that issue to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a whole bunch of people who want to sell your shake off and everything else in the sun, you know, a stock market. They got all them people coming. And suddenly you got to deal with a stuff that you ain't never been dealt with before.
It's more headaches.
And suddenly you can go into any place and they know your name and all of a sudden they're going to give you that little bit extra service and attention. Oh, we'll change it. Will it change? Don't know. Ain't happened.
It changes,
but,
folks.
But what? How? It's going to change the question.
It changes, folks.
How will it change?
Right.
See, again, that's one of the things is, that was a rich young woman.
Right.
Always had money. Knew about money. Knew what money meant. He knew the perks and the privileges and all the stuff that money could do.
Mm-hmm.
We had that. I don't know many of y'all. I don't think any of us could see. We wouldn't
not like that.
But just think of the kids that I think of Barack Obama's kids, the two young girls. They grew up in an era where their father's president, and they grew up in an era where most of us 8 and 12 years old, and they go through all their young childhood with dad being president, Secret Service agent and everything, and that's a whole different lifestyle. That's the lifestyle they become accustomed to.
Yeah.
Because that's always when how you something, if that's taken away from you, how and what would your life and how would you respond to that? And see, that's what the rich young woman is confessed with. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You went and voluntarily. You want me to actually volunteer to give up all this?
To the poor.
Jesus, you, wait a minute. Let me get this.
Bring it home, man.
I came to you asking what I need to do to have eternal life.
Mm.
And I've been good about keeping all the commandments and everything.
All that.
And you say, one thing I like. Go sell all. Wait a minute. Did you say all?
Everything.
Everything. Why can you say 90%?
No.
Can I just keep 10%?
No.
I got to give it all up, Jesus.
Trust me.
Yes.
All of it.
Got to give it all up. Give it to the poor folks. Now, you know, Lord, them poor folks don't know. If they wouldn't be poor if it was like me take care of business, go out and work, you know, a lot of folks say, fuck, a lot of poor folks is poor because they should have been. And you, I got to go give that to them.
Right. Oh. That's what he said.
I got to go give that to them.
Jesus said that. Go help my people. Give it all to him.
And you say what I'm getting exchanged is treasure in heaven?
Lots of it.
Wait a minute, you're saying I got to give up all my money down here?
It ain't nothing. Yeah, you said that.
Treasure up there?
Jesus, no.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I got to give all the treasure up there. Okay. And then you said I got to come follow you?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, you know, hey, I ain't too crazy about the way you're speaking this. And you said, wait a minute, Jesus. And then you said, yeah. I got to take up my cross.
I'm going to go through some stuff.
I got to take up my cross, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
All of that.
I've always had people work for me, Jesus. Mm. I ain't never worked like that, Jesus. I ain't never had a cross. And then you tell me I got to pick up a cross.
Experience it. Go through it. You're going to go through it.
Jesus, that's too much.
I'm sorry.
I'll be honest with you. I know me. That is not going to happen. So he walks away. Broken hearted.
Oh, yeah.
Being born with money changes your perspective.
It sure will.
It's built into your DNA and built into your psyche.
Man.
You think differently about money when you're born with money.
Man.
You just think differently. That's just what it is.
I know.
You're so used to it being and giving to you. You ain't being hey.
Right.
Psychologically, you're not prepared to be like us. Something you got to be like us. We barely living day right. to day and paycheck yeah. to paycheck. Yeah. And,
right.
and we don't have no... what the platinum
right.
and the, what whatever the cars are and all these stuff. Ooh, they ain't got nothing.
You're gonna experience ordinary folk stuff.
Ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta wear these shoes till they wore out.
That's right.
Ooh, Lord.
All of that. Carry that cross.
Oh no. And see, God giving a message about money.
Mm-hmm.
And see, right behind Mark 10:17-22, he gave some more information about money because he saw the reaction of the disciples to what he was telling this rich young ruler. Jesus looked around and said, he said to the disciples, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at the word. But Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of mm-hmm. God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle mm-hmm. than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Wow.
And they were greatly astonished and saying among them, who then can be saved? Now mm-hmm. they think, right. if you're rich, you already got a pass.
Right.
So you get in because you're a rich person. Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is impossible.
Yeah.
But with God, for with God, all things are possible.
That's right.
Then Peter began to say to him, see, we have all and followed you. Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's,
yeah, come on,
who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution,
mm-hmm.
and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first.
Wow.
Oh, you know, that's what Jesus had to message about us and rich folks. There's a message that don't envy rich folks. Because if you're rich, it's hard to get in because you got to give it up. But we consider this earth so important.
Mm.
Riches. Those riches of this world. Those are things that we, like I say, we lie, we cheat, we do everything.
It happens.
To acquire things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Then see, you know, God's got a warning to us, his servants, about receiving money for using our gifts to bless others.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, hey, let's go back to the Old Testament. If we're looking at 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 15 to 27. And to give you a little bit of backdrop of this is that Nahum is the commander of the king of Assyria's army. But he's got a problem. He's got leprosy.
Yes, he does.
And one of the, he hears about from one of the children of Israel that if he had just gone to the prophet in Israel, Elisha, he could be cured. Mm-hmm. Well, so okay, we're going to go there. And so here we pick it up where he's Nahum, been to see Elisha, he's got cured, and he's headed back to thing. And said, "Oh," and this is the discourse between Elijah's servant and the man who got healed from leprosy. And he returned to the man of God and on his knees, and he came and stood before him and said, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, take a gift from your servant." So Elisha doesn't have to ask him for something. He's been saying, "Here, I'm giving you a gift for this healing. I know this is this is your God. Your God healed me. So I want to grab him. I'm going to give you a gift." Let's see what Elisha tells him. But he said, "As the Lord lives before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. You see, Elisha being given this talent of gold, talent of silver. So I brought it to give you. And Elisha says, he pushing off and he says, "No." But as we go on, and I
can make this another sermon, yeah, Minister Cliff.
Okay, yeah.
You sure could.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because again, there's a couple more passages, but the main thing you need to know is
okay.
money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. As God up into the church.
Mm. So sad.
It's gotten up in the church. And nobody's talking about it. Because we're getting fired. You know what? We as the leaders of the church ain't saying nothing. Because we getting blessed.
We're getting paid.
You know, and we're talking more up. That we're going to get degrees so we can get more blessed. Because the more degrees I got, the more y'all feel I'm
it's happening.
So y'all just like the Lord.
It's
the
happening.
More degrees you got, the more and you want.
It's so sad, but so
ain't
true.
Ain't nothing about the Spirit of God where God knows just your degrees. So but anyway, I'm going to leave that alone.
Man, awesome.
Again, I'm sorry.
Awesome. Don't apologize.
I'm still looking at, I got to have this two-part sermon.
Yeah, no, it's a good word, Minister Cliff. Thank you, man.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. So do we have a song that we want to share? Yes. Thank you. I got it. Thank you, Minister Cliff. Bless you. Just wanna say thank you for that strong and powerful message, Mr. Cliff. I'm sure the song will follow, but don't get caught up. The pride of the eye. Things that we want it so bad, money's behind it all, and we do it everywhere, wearing ourselves out, chasing that paper, trying to get the things that we want. We want it so bad. Be careful. Like you said, Christ. Christ, he's going to hold us accountable. He's going to ask us to say, you know, in order to follow me, trust me, I know. I had to give up some stuff. And I wanted something so bad that I chased that paper. And God gave it to me. He said, okay, Ron, here it is, do your thing. And squandered it off. Easy come, easy go. Be careful. Like I said, don't get caught slipping. Money, it will devour you. So let's keep it in. I love what you said about stewardship. When he provides for us, when he's blessing us with the money that he gives to us, we better do right by it. Because all the blessings flow comes from him. And I get to say another thing. You can never outgive God.
That's
it. This I'm starting to realize, Mr.
Yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The more I give,
the more he gives.
He's giving it right back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have knew that then. Maybe I wouldn't have fallen into that trap, but glory be to God.